Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, March 2nd. From Capitol coverage, presidential candidates must earn at least 15% support in Colorado's primary on Tuesday to win any delegates. As KVNF's Scott Frantz reports, a new poll suggests just one Democratic candidate appears guaranteed to do that.
Coloradans are still feeling the burn 4 years after Senator Bernie Sanders dominated the state's last presidential nominating contest. Magellan Strategies is a research group and consulting firm whose clients include Republican candidates and conservative political organizations. Its poll released Thursday shows 27% of likely primary voters back Sanders. He's followed by Senator Elizabeth Warren with 15% support. Pete Buttigieg, Joe Biden, and Michael Bloomberg are all polling below the 15% they would need to win delegates. It's too late for residents who haven't yet voted to mail in their ballots. They will need to return them in person. I'm Scott Frantz in Denver.
Next, a local university will help soon-to-be laid-off workers train for new jobs. Here's KVNF's Jody Peterson.
About 400 employees of Russell Stover got an open letter from Colorado Mesa University recently, offering them a year of free tuition. The workers are slated to lose their jobs in March next year when the Montrose-based chocolate factory closes its doors. To help ease their transition to another job, the former Russell Stover workers can take 2 semesters worth of classes for no charge at Colorado Mesa University or at Western Colorado Community College. Workers can earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or a technical certificate. Then they can pursue careers in new fields like aviation, construction, culinary arts, education, and medicine. The laid-off workers will have opportunities to transfer to another of the company's factories, which are located in Texas and Kansas. They can also take early retirement or severance packages. Meanwhile, city officials are considering the fate of the factory building itself, which is about 300,000 square feet. Russell Stover is Montrose's third largest employer. To help its workers learn more about CMU's offer and other employment possibilities, the university and the Montrose Workforce Center will be offering information sessions at the Montrose campus. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
Sunday night in Ridgeway, a group of war veterans and their families held a special celebration. Members of a hand-picked skiing team celebrated completing a 4-day backcountry hut ski in the Mount Sneffels Range. The group was assembled by a nonprofit organization called LEADS that works to help heal veterans through wilderness adventures. The celebration took place at True Grit in Ridgeway, and KVNF News spoke with Ann Ryan, one of the participants and organizers of the event. First, she described her organization.
So LEADS is a nonprofit. LEADS is an acronym. It stands for Leadership, Education, Adventure, Development, and Service. And we serve 3 niche areas. We serve youth, we serve veterans and their families, and we serve athletes with adaptive needs. So the common theme for all those populations is those folks have seen a lot of life. So call it trauma, call it whatever you want to call it. I love one of our veterans said it's really not a disorder, it's just post-traumatic stress, and that comes with living life, and that comes with living life big, but that is an element that all of our niche groups see.
LEADS organizes excursions based on walking off the war and skiing off the war models. They also work with groups that help disabled veterans through animal therapy. LEADS offers a variety of programs in order to appeal to their audience.
We at least aspire to offer people very transformational experiences, and we believe that movement, we believe that time outdoors, we believe time in community with people who have had similar experiences are some of the most profound healing opportunities, and so that's what we hope to bring to folks. And so we create big adventures and big opportunities for a relationship to heal.
The hut ski trip was not easy, and much preparation and training was necessary for the participants to survive. Team building, relationship building, and accomplishing common goals for the group were all key components to the successful trip. Ryan said that the hut ski through the beautiful Mount Sneffels area was the perfect venue.
I had used the huts for almost a decade myself and really saw the opportunity in them and through running programs with them to really offer kind of a gateway to bigger, better experiences. And so it was really a culmination of a lot of our visions to skiing off the war, to bring families, to bring veterans who have served in the theater of war for 20 years now. And when we asked ourselves, what could we do? It was to recreate a wholesome mission, recreate a big adventure, something challenging, and just bring some of that healing home to these guys.
And stay tuned to KVNF on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Our weekly public affairs show, Local Motion, will have an in-depth look at Leeds and its recent ski event. We'll have interviews with several of the veterans who made the trip, and we will discuss veterans' issues involved with the story. That's Local Motion tomorrow night on KVNF at 6 p.m. Please join us. And last today, in more from Capitol coverage, state lawmakers are considering a bill this week that would bring some new technology to the fight against wildfires. Scott Franz has the story.
The new panoramic cameras could monitor thousands of square miles of forest around the state and alert authorities instantly when a fire ignites. In California, a network of about 300 cameras are already watching out for wildfires using infrared technology, and other western states are starting to deploy them. Supporters say the cameras improve the response time. In some places, they are replacing manned watchtowers in remote areas. Colorado lawmakers from both parties are seeking $2 million to start testing the cameras here. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, March 2nd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.